This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. Hey, I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, is Travis Chance. Travis, you're all fired up today.
Tony, it is a long weekend, rested. Hopefully those of you listening had time to do the same, you know, visit friends and family, maybe a barbecue or two and get some rest and hopefully watch some football. I mean, hey, Tony, how can you not get fired up whenever fall starts to come around, leaves start falling, football's on the air? Just all in all, great weekend. But I will say I did make a mistake this weekend, and that's what we're going to talk about this morning. Do you know what my mistake was?
Travis, you rarely make mistakes.
No, but if I do, I'm man enough to say I made one, and I made a mistake. I watched TV and during the commercial breaks for football, and then also I did get on Facebook, Instagram, and whatever your social media preferences a time or two. So
you went online.
Uh-oh. Oh, Lord have mercy. Tony, what in the world are we going to do, my friend? We are sitting here in the silly season. I mean, you have literally got every hyperbolic, nerve-hitting piece of garbage going around that you possibly can come up with right now. I'm just flabbergasted at some of the things I got. I actually got a text message from friends this weekend, from several people, not just one, asking me if like some of these memes going around are true. Folks, first and foremost, if it's a meme, you got to automatically assume it's probably not true. I mean,
almost every one of them on both sides, whether it's pro Trump or pro Kamala, the memes I've seen on both sides are just like, if you do any research or you look up, no, that's fake.
Yeah. You used to be able to go to like Snopes or, you know, go to somewhere and fact check it. You got to do your own research and digging because that's not even accurate anymore. So, or in my opinion. But yeah, Tony, it's been a great weekend, but we got some real doozies out there going right now. So we're going to talk about some of those and some myths versus some truth. Folks, you know me, I am not sitting here trying to tell you, I'm going to give you my opinion on it. But I'm going to give you my opinion based in fact, okay? Right now, there are memes. There's the silly season. Every time you flip the channel, you see where Trump and Vance are going to push grandma off a cliff in a wheelchair. You see Harris is going to do this and Waltz is going to do that. And let's face it, we talked about this a little while back. Unless you have a majority, the House and Senate goes one party versus the other. You know, if it's all Republican, maybe there's some of these things that can come to fruition. If it's all Democrat, same thing. Maybe some things can come to fruition. But we're so divided. Is that probably going to happen? No. But one of the big doozies that I saw this weekend that I just scratched my head was the one about Tony. Did you see the one about Harris is going to kick grandma out of her house?
Yeah, I did.
The 25 it's like I got this from my friend who knows, because we all have that friend who knows, right? Right. Yeah, and they probably, you know, if truth was dynamite, they wouldn't have enough to blow their nose. We're sitting here with these memes, and it's like Harris, I got it from a friend, and Harris's plan is going to force your grandma who built her house and has slaved and she drove every nail and it was built for $25,000. It's now worth $400,000. And, you know, she's going to have to pay Kamala Harris and Tim Walz $100,000 or she's going to get kicked out and she's blah, 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 blah. And don't forget, they're coming for your 401k too. I'm like, well, you had me at you had lost me at 401k. No, I'm just kidding. You lost me in the beginning. So, truth be told, it is not what it is being made out to be. What I am not, I'm not here to promote either side. So before you send me a nasty email, or you know, somebody says, well, I can't believe you talk that way about Harris. Don't worry, I'm gonna get to Trump too. That's not true, folks. What was the proposal initially put out was that if you had 100 million or more, you could potentially have to pay 25% upfront in unrealized capital gains. That means you have a $100 million gain on your business or on a piece of property. Yes, but that's an illiquid asset. What they would do is say, okay, it's assessed at this amount, and there's going to be an interest rate that'll be accruing, you know, for whatever time until it's paid. Now, a couple things wrong with that I see right off the rip. That was what was proposed. I don't see anywhere in there where that's going to push grandma who has a $400,000 house out of her house. Okay, first and foremost. But I do think there's also some holes in there. What happens if the business goes from 100 million in value down to 50 million? Okay. Does that mean the assessment is going to be a moving target as well? These are things that we don't know. We don't have guidance to. And I think, Tony, anytime you don't have guidance to something, it's easy to assume and to just say, oh, well, you know, that has to apply to this or that has to do this. No, it doesn't. Right. Because the other part of that meme was, that if you did it to grandma's house, it could also happen or would happen to your 401k. Well, what is the distinct difference between grandma's house and grandma's 401k? It's one is capital gains, which means you started with a basis. Okay, let's say she bought the house for 200, right? Let's say she didn't drive all the nails. She bought it for 200. It's now worth 400. 400 minus 200 means she has what? $200,000 in capital gains. That would be if there were no exclusion, which there is, $250,000 per person. Married couple has $500,000 if you live there in the house longer than 2 or 5 years. But let's say that didn't apply. That means she would have a potential capital gain of $200,000. That means right now, assuming she was paying capital gains rates, she would be paying about a 15% capital gain because of where she falls on the income tax scale. But 401ks, Tony, what did we do to put money into these 401ks, these IRAs, these Roth, these Simples, these all these plans? You used money typically from earnings, right? W-2, 1099 income, all right? Roth and IRAs, 401ks, et cetera, they all grow tax deferred, okay? Because you have to meet the criteria to take it out tax-free. But if you do use a traditional IRA, not a Roth, a traditional IRA, a 401k, 403b, 457, TSP, you just continue on the alphabet soup. Then if you have, let's say, $100,000 and you want to put $8,000 in your traditional IRA to reduce your taxes for the year, you can do that. But when you take it out, it's tax deferred. That means you're paying income tax on 100% of whatever comes out. So you got the benefit up front and you're taking it out in a different manner than the grandma's house on the back end. That's like trying to equivocate those two to each other is the equivalent of saying, okay, as I was rounding third, I kicked a field goal to score the winning run. That's not even the same sport, Tony. That's your baseball and football. That's not even the same sport.
Right.
So, but that is essentially what they're saying is it's got to be this because it's that. No, it doesn't. You've got to know the difference, folks. Do not make an uneducated decision or get all pent up and bottled up just because your friend who may or may not know what they are talking about tells you or sends you a meme. So let's talk about some of the true things that Harris has put out, right? Corporations going from 21 to 28%. I think that is something that could cause our prices to skyrocket again, right? Now, this is my opinion, but let me tell you why I believe it, right? I'm not just sending this to you in a meme. I think that if you tell me that corporations that are going to be paying 20 or 21 now are going to 28 later. They're going to be paying literally a third more in taxes. If you tell me they're not going to pass that on to the consumer, I'm going to ask you, what dispensary are you shopping at? Because you're smoking something. If you think Apple is not going to put additional cost on an iPhone when they have to pay more in taxes to make the same profit margin or get close, I really don't know what I can do to convince you otherwise. Because folks, that's capitalism. We're a consumer-driven economy. That's what's going to happen. You may not believe me, but let's see who's right when it all comes to fruition and shakes out. Some of the other things that have been talked about. We've talked and heard about, you know, what is going to happen with capital gains. We just talked about grandma's house, and we told you the difference between tax deferred and cap gains. What has also been talked about is a 44.6% capital gains rate for the top break. Right now, it's 0, 15, and 20. If we go from 20 to 44.6% capital gains and you don't get a carry forward, Tony, meaning you can't 1031, you know how a lot of real estate, what'll happen is, yep, let's say you bought a house 20 years ago, it's a rental, you sell it for $100,000 profit 20 years from now or whenever, and they don't want to pay the taxes, they being the seller, then they can do a 1031, use an intermediary, roll it to the next property. You don't have to recognize that income that year. If you tell me there's going to be new carry forwards and a 44.6% capital gains rate, I can assure you, you're going to have your real estate wish come to fruition pretty quick, because I think you could see prices plummet, because you're going to see a flood of real estate on the market like we have not seen in decades. Because who is going to want to hold that property knowing they can't sell it, and they got to realize all those capital gains that may be built up at almost more than double the tax rate that they could pay today? They're getting rid of it. Even if they have to eat a little bit, that's okay. That's just less taxes they're going to pay. So I do think that's a potential risk. So corporations, 21 to 28, capital gains, 20 to 44.6, and no carry forward. So that's Harris. Let's talk about Trump. Okay, because let's face it, there's a lot of going around. You know, it's not just Harris coming for grandma's house. Evidently, Trump's coming for grandma's wheelchair. He's going to push her off a cliff with Vance. And I feel like they used that with, who was it, Romney and Ryan? Do you remember when they were talking about, you know, Obama said he's gonna push grandma off a cliff because they're coming for Social Security and Medicare? Do you remember that?
Yep.
Well, I wish I could remember the movie. This is kind of like Monty. Major League. I feel like Bob Uecker. Oh, like they don't call him the best color man in the business for nothing, Tony. But anyway, yep. But anyway, so you made me lose my train of thought. Social Security and Medicare. Let's get back to it. All right. So Social Security, everybody has been concerned. I talk to people all the time. You know, what's going to happen to my Social Security? Right now, it's, you know, the current deadline has been extended, I believe, to 2035. It's now in the 80 or 85% is what the reduction you're going to get, maybe on 85 cents on the dollar for every dollar paid in by 2035 if nothing's done. And that fluctuates depending on taxes collected, et cetera. So I think that's certainly something that has to be fixed, but I don't really see how. Now, don't get me wrong, I think it's got to be paid for because it may cause a deficit problem like we don't already have one. But Trump has mentioned maybe not taxing tips, but also not taxing Social Security. So I'm not really certain how taking taxes away and putting more money back into grandma's paycheck is Trump and Vance pushing grandma off a cliff. I'm not playing favorites. I'm just asking, you know, I want you to think about what I just said. They're potentially taking someone who may, and it may be a small tax, right? An extra, but that could be an extra $2,000-$3,000 a year into someone living on a fixed income. That's huge. Right. And I have seen, and they're talking about, you know, oh, my goodness, you know, worried about what's going to happen here, what's going to happen there. I'm really kind of worried about the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expiration, because, you know, I know that there was some talk about it only helped the rich. I can assure you folks, and this is a fact, and for those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice and are clients, you know this to be true. A lot of our clients pay significantly less in taxes because of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And we're able to do things like Roth conversion and take advantage of the low tax rates and the tax environment we have right now. I don't see where that was just helping the wealthy. And I'll give you another one. I actually saw this morning on CNBC, I forget the person who was speaking, it was around the Tom Lee interview, CNBC between 7 and 8 o'clock hour. And they were talking about how if the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act only helped the wealthy, and this person was wealthy, why am I paying more in taxes now than I was then? And what he was talking about was is the SALT tax, Tony, the state and local tax that was had the ability to be deducted prior to this Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, but was capped at $10,000 per year with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So do people that have that $100,000 to $400,000 house have a higher tax rate or lower tax rate than those who have that $1 to $4 million property?
Yeah.
You do the math, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know that that holds water. I think there's a lot of things out there. Don't get me wrong. I'm not jumping on one versus the other, folks. I'm really not. If your conscience is to vote one way or the other, it's not for me to be your moral compass. But what I am here to do is hopefully help you not make these emotional decisions because you see these memes, your friends, whomever are pushing this stuff to you. Sometimes we get caught up in confirmation bias and we don't take the time to say, you know what, is that truly the case? Or maybe am I being fed a little bit of disinformation? And it's not intentional. I'm not saying your friends are out there trying to tell you stories. But what I am telling you is sometimes we need to do a little more fact checking. And that's hopefully what you get and have gotten from us over the years. So yeah. Don't let confirmation bias skew your thoughts and get you to worry. That's why you need to have a plan. Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is expiring in, clock's ticking, in about 15 months. We will go back.
And if they let it expire, I think it won't just be the wealthy, though, that are impacted.
No, absolutely not.
Because it did a lot of great things for a lot of people regarding taxes.
Tony, I'm telling you this because it's something I do every single day. If you choose to make a decision and not at least do what you can now to prepare for what's coming, you will regret it. You making a choice to do nothing is a choice. So
right.
Do not pull on Superman's cape. Do not spit in the wind. Don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And do have a plan for how you're going to attack taxes when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act expires. And if you don't have one, let us know. We can help you build one. That's why you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839.
All right, Travis. Great show. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.